The U.S. and Iran are publicly contradicting each other just days into the negotiations after Vice President Vance touted this development Monday.
The Iranians have agreed to invite IAEA inspectors back into their country.
The Iranians today said there were no plans for a visit from nuclear watchdogs. President Trump insisted that wasn't true, and he would have called off the talks otherwise.
They know they're wrong. They told us inside, and we have it down, 100% inspections. And
if they Trump right, also claimed Iran will only be able to use money released from frozen accounts, a key part of the deal to buy food and medical supplies from the U.S.
Money that will be taken out of Iran is going to go to our farmers to give corn, soybeans, wheat to Iran because they have a hunger problem.
But the Iranian ambassador to the United Nations said that's not the president's call.
Iran is the only country who decides what to do with those assets. And there would be no any role for any other country or entity to have a say on how those assets should be used by Iran.
North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis said the Iranian behavior is not surprising and that the U.S. has given up too much too soon.
Maybe the president's just got more of a trusting vibe with these folks. I think they're stringing them along.
Today, the Senate joined the House in passing a measure that would block further U.S. military action against Iran without congressional approval. After nine previous attempts, the Senate passed it for the first time. But the resolution doesn't have the force of law, so it is largely symbolic.